This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We were live in Erie, Pennsylvania yesterday, kicking off our series that we're calling The Big Promise. One county for 1 year, where voters and the economy are relying on the promises President Trump made during the campaign. Today, one more story from a company that is banking on the Trump administration.
This is hot and heavy and
very hot and
dirty work.
Very hot and heavy, yes.
Front-end supervisor Marty Learn is showing me around Sterling Technologies. They make big plastic containers, barrels used to collect rainwater, home composting bins, things like that.
What is that woman doing with the blowtorch?
She is flaming them.
Blowtorch is an understatement. The flame is 2 feet long, at least. This is a no-joke factory. It's loud and gritty, and not really surprisingly, it smells like burning plastic.
We run four shifts, 24-7.
24-7?
Yes.
Wow. How's business?
Very good. We're busy. This is our busy season.
24-7 pouring powdered resins into molds that they basically cook in room-sized furnaces. It's 15 degrees outside the day we're here, but there are guys wearing shorts and T-shirts. In the summertime, it hits 100 degrees or more in here. Larry Allen leads one of the teams working the machines.
As far as the guys that's working for me, I mean, they come in here and they break their backs. They bust their balls, and it's like I wouldn't trade them for nobody else.
Larry's been at Sterling just a couple of years. Worked his way up from the bottom, from the jobs polishing and blowtorching the finished products.
That was a messy job, but we got it done.
Yeah.
So then I became a machine operator. After I became a machine operator, they needed assistant supervisor. Then after that, I wound up moving up, becoming a supervisor.
All in 2 years. That's pretty good.
Yeah. So I'm kind of proud of myself.
Yeah. Are these good jobs to have?
I would say so, extremely, especially because, I mean, everything is here. You know, it's American made. It's right here.
This is what Trump's been promising, more jobs like Larry's, American manufacturing companies with American workers. At Sterling, you start out making $8 to $14 an hour.
Is that good around here, or is it?
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
Michelle Semecki has worked here for 5 years, doing what Larry Allen used to do, getting the rain barrels ready for market.
So it's enough to buy a car and own a house? And
not really.
So it's
not a surviving wage, no. For me, no. I have kids at home, things like that. But it's not a surviving wage. If you have a family, no. If you're single, sure. It's a good wage to have. You'd be able to get a car, maintain a house, things like that.
She and her partner make it work, she says. And she likes her job. The hours are good. She likes her coworkers. Michelle is 38. She grew up around here, 15 or so miles down the shoreline from Erie, and she's been working since she got out of high school.
Tell me about what it's like around here, finding a job and getting a job and trying to get by.
It's hard to find a job out here. It's nice to have Sterling out here because it's one of the main employers out here.
How come it's tough to find a job?
There's not very many places out here that hire consistently.
Sterling's got about 160 people working here. Plans are to add another 70 jobs over the next couple of years. Kerry Quigley is the president of the company.
With the current administration, we're anticipating anywhere from 10 to 17% growth each year.
Just to get it bigger picture for a minute, right? I mean, you're a guy running a medium-sized business in a medium-sized city in an important state in this country. When you look at the Trump administration and how it clearly intends to do business, the president negotiating with individual companies, raising tariff and trade protections, that's all good with you, and that's good for your business.
Really excited about that. You know, as it was interesting, the CEO and owner of the company lives in South Dakota. The morning I voted, I then jumped in a car and I drove to South Dakota. I stopped in Northwoods, Iowa, to sleep that night and started watching the results from the election. And stayed up, and there was a group with me, and we were like, we couldn't believe it. And we were like, Christmas has come early, so we're ready for it. We're ready for the change.
He says the last 8 years were tough, the aftermath of the recession, overseas competition, well, Canada, but still. And at one point, they were down to just 12 workers.
So we encountered a month where I sat down with the CEO and the owner and his wife, and we were literally talking about shutting the doors.
Literally.
Literally, you know, and so we talked about it, and we said, well, you know, let's give it another 6 months. The next month was one of our best months, company history. And we've really taken off since then.
Taken off with one big caveat.
If I say Obamacare to you, what do you say?
It's painful. It's painful. You know, as a small business, it's very difficult to look at how that cost affects our bottom line, which is a tight-lined business as it is. It's very thin-margin business. And when we had to look at healthcare and the cost of what that healthcare meant to us. We were looking at, there was potentially the loss to our bottom line was greater than our budgeted net profit was for the year. So you say Obamacare, and I feel immediate pain. And that's, you know, we've survived it. We've been fortunate, but it's not been good for our business.
Are you expecting immediate relief?
I'm hoping for immediate relief. Expecting might be a strong word. We're hoping for immediate relief. Expecting's kind of tough, but we'd like to see a quick change to that.
With Congress moving quickly on repealing the Affordable Care Act at the urging of the new president, it has to be said, we called Kerry last week to check back about health care and his company. He's already budgeted funding for this year. Next fiscal year, though, he's going to be reworking his commitment for sure. We are going to be in and out of Erie County over the next 12 months to see whether Trump supporters got what they were promised. We're going to be putting it all online. It's marketplace.org.